So we are on Ches Amud Beis on the top of the page. We were just talking about the question of Birchas Chasanim and Birchas Avelim, and this question of Avelim Mina Minyan, Chasanim Mina Minyan, Avelim Mina Minyan. What does that mean? Why are some including Avelim, some is not including them, even though it seems that we're always including the Chasanim as part of the Minyan? So the Gemara gave one answer, which was that Rabbi Yochanan talked about excluding the Avel from the count. So that was because you're talking about the situation of a Shura, where everyone else counts, but he just, walks through. So we said, but wait a second. So now just go to the top of the page, second line from the top. Right? We said, well, Shura, that's an interesting answer. The only problem, we're talking about making a bracha there. And we don't find that people make a bracha, right, in the situation of Shura. They may offer words of condolences. They say, Hamakim Menachem Eschem, but they don't say a bracha there. So the Gemara gives the answer. Yikam Rabbi Yochanan Brachava. What are we talking about? We're talking about in the street. And we mentioned Rashi. The Rashi is we do what's called a Sudas Havra, right? That first meal that the Avel eats that has to come from the community. So there's a bracha that's made. At that suda, right? And we're going to see that bracha in a second. And that's the bracha that we're talking about. So in that scenario, there is a bracha, and apparently that's a scenario where the avel is not minyan minyan. Fine. So that's what we got up to yesterday. So it says the Gemara, Ve'elahad, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mevarchim Birchatz Chasadim Be'asara Kol Shiva, Ve'chasadim minyan minyan. Right? That he said that we make Birchatz Chasadim with 10 people, all days, then the chasin's part of the count. Ubirchas avelim basara kol shiva ve'ein avelim minin minin. But birchas avelim we make again with 10, all 7 days of shiva, and the avel's not part of the minin. But wait a second, birchas rechava kol shiva miika. Right. So what are you talking about? Meaning, nice idea that we're saying that this example of a bracha that we make for an avel. And we do so when he's not part of the group. That's great. That's on the day, first day, when they come back from the cemetery. But when do we find a birchas rechava kol shiva? We don't find a scenario where you're making that brachas for 7 days. So answer the Gemara, mishkachas la bepanim chadashos. What's the scenario? A situation in panim chadashos. Panim chadashos where we are used to hearing about when it comes to a wedding. We're not used to hearing the idea of panim chadashos when it comes to avelos. So what are we talking about? Kihad Rav Chiya Bar Abba Makre B'nei. No, we'll get that in a second. But the situation of Panim Chadashos, which presumably is going to mean that the scenario is that if you have a new person who wasn't at the cemetery, wasn't there the first day of Avelos, that presumably sounds like they could make the Birchas Avelim any one of the 7 days if you had 10 people and you have, again, somebody new. That's what it sounds like. Okay. And the Gemara is not going to talk about scenarios where people came to visit someone who's an avil and brachos that they said. Kihad Rav Chiya Bar Abba Makre B'nei, right? Dereish Lakish. So you had that Rav Chiya Bar Abba was the Tanakh teacher of Rish Lakish's son. The Amri La, and some say Mas Neibere Dereish Lakish Abba. Some say he was his. He taught him Mishnayis. And what happened? Shachav La Yenuga, and he lost a child. And Yomakam Lo Azal Lagabe. So the first day he didn't come to visit him. So the next day he came with his miturgaman, right? His the person who would come with him when he would give a shiur, and he would say the explanation of what he was saying, etc. So that person came along with him. So Amalei, so he said to him, Kum Eima Milsa Kol Kibel Yenuka. So he said to him, do me a favor, he says to the Maturgaman who's visiting him, he says, do me a favor, can you say something? Say something about this, horrible scenario, Chalila, of losing a child.
His son or somebody else?
So his own son, right?
His teacher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Rav Chiya Bar Abba.
His son died.
Right. So the one whose child was, learning from him came to visit. So he said, but he brought together his, but he brought his Maturgaman with him. So he says to the Maturgaman, can you please, say a Dvar Torah, sort of like say something about this horrible scenario, you know, say something, right? We'll see why. Maybe it was a good idea, maybe it wasn't a good idea. So Amar, so the Torah one responds, Vayar Hashem vayina'etz mikas benav ubenosav. So he quotes this pasuk that Hashem sees and he gets angry, right, about the sons and daughters. Dorsha avos minatzim lakadosh baruch hu kois al b'nehem v'abenoseihem umesim k'shehem katanim. When there's a generation that Hashem is angry at them, so they're not nice to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, they make Hashem angry. So then what happens? Hashem gets angry at their children at their sons and daughters, and they die when they're little. V'kadavri, and some say no, bachar hava, the child, it wasn't a child, it was a young man. V'achi ka'amrle, and this is what he said: al kena bachurav lo yismach Hashem ves yisoma ves amanosav lo yirachem ki kulo chaneif umara v'chol ped dover nivala v'chol zos lo shav apo. V'od yado detuya. Fine. So, but the point is that he said this other pasuk that basically again refers to the idea of young people passing away because of Hashem's anger. Okay, my v'od yado detuya. And just by the way, the Gemara says, what's this extra? You know, what's this extra part of the pasuk v'od? And his hand is continually outstretched. You know, still angry, still ready to like punish more. Sounds like so. Amrav Chanan barav hakoyodin kalalam and nichnas alachapa. Right, so what is that referring to? It's referring to things like crass things that people would say. Right? People would say things like, "Yeah, we all know why a woman gets married." Right? They're like, they're talking in an inappropriate way. That's a pretty strong thing to say. Right, that this language that what we're saying again, because the pasuk there says v'chol ped dover nevala v'chol zos lo shav apo, right, v'odia donatuya, right, then in scenarios where a person is menava piv, so that it makes Hashem so upset that what, that even the person has 70 years of a good gzardin, so it can be turned over l'ra. The Rishonim deal with this question like, what, like one time, like, you know, like what if someone, you know, whatever, like how horrible can that be? So, you know, some of them talk about it's got to be a scenario where the person really is like trying on purpose to really be disgusting, and you know, this is like the way they talk all the time, etc. But still, we see a very, very, you know, it's a powerful Gemara about the way we speak and being careful about the topics that we talk about and how we talk about them, etc. Very, very strong language. Fine, but the bottom line is, he asked this rhetorical one to say this, to say Dvar Torah. Basically, he said like, it's all your fault, right? That's basically what he said, right? It's like when people do Talmud Levera, so their children die. Shkoyach, have a great day. You're like, okay, right? You know, Avilim have a hard enough time when people come to visit and they're not asked to say something. So probably worse if, right? It's worse, you know, asking someone to say something is probably even, you know, whatever. So the Gemara says, "Asad nechumei tzuure kemitzarle." What was going on here? He came to be malachim him, and he was mitzarim. So I would say, yeah, but he asked him to say something. He put him on the spot, you know. So you know, sometimes that happens. But fine. No, so the Gemara says, no. Hachi ka'amar is what he said. What he was really saying to him is, "Chashiv ad latfusei adara." What he's saying to him is that, look at Rashi, "Chashiv ad latfusei adara." It's like 15 lines down in the skidding lines. Last run of the line is Asal Nechume. So Asal Nechume Tzu'ure Mitzarle Bitni. He's asking a question. Like, what's going on here? Mochiach Apanav Shebishvil Avono Meis Bano. He basically said to him, like, you know, that it's his fault. So answer the Gemara. So it continues Rashi. Chashev Latfuse Adar. And what he's saying to him is, you are so chashev to, help your generation be appeased. Chashev Atal Lamala L'Tofsecha. Right, meaning it's not that you didn't do anything wrong, right? But that you're a tzaddik, and because you're a tzaddik, so then, you know, tzaddikim sometimes take the brunt of the averus of the generation. The kaim lam bitzman tzaddikim bedor tzaddikim nitpasim al ador shenemar umikdashi tachilu. Right, there's this idea that that tzaddikim die in a generation as a kapara for the people in the generation. So this person's child, you know, Chman Letzlan, he's trying to say it must be that you're such a big tzaddik, and that's, you know, why it happened. Okay, fine. So Amalei, so apparently he wasn't that offended. Because he said to him, Kum ema milsa keneged shivcha shakadosh baruch hu. So he says, okay, now say a different Dvar Torah. Say something about Hashem, how wonderful Hashem is. So Pasach v'amar, so he said again, Hakel Hagadol. I guess by the way, the Meturgam, maybe the Meturgamans, like we're used to like saying the Dvar Torah. That was like the idea, that the Meturgaman was always the person who said over what the Rebbe said. So maybe the reason that he specifically asked the Meturgaman, I don't know. But maybe it's because they were like, it was like understood, like, oh, the Rabbi's here. Say, you know, can you say a Dvar Torah or something? You know, because that's what you do. You know, so like maybe that's something that's like what he's saying to him here. So what do you say? Pasach v'amar, Hakel Hagadol. Berov gadlo, adir v'chazak, berov noraos, mechaye mesin b'mamaro, osa gedolos adin chikir, v'niflos adin mispar, baruch ata Hashem, mechaye ha-mesin. Right, so he basically says, you know, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is great, you're amazing, you're so strong, and you can do amazing things, you can even bring back the dead, just with your words, you can do things that we can't even understand, and we can't even count the amount of these nisim niflos to do, baruch ata Hashem, the one who's able to bring back the dead. Okay, Amalei kum ema milsa keneged avelim. Okay, can you now say something about avelim? Pasach va'amar, so again, he starts to speak. Achinu hamiyugayim hamidukayim be'evel. Our brothers who are sitting, you know, downtrodden in avelus, be'evel hazeh, tenu levavchem lachkor et zos hi omenes la'ad, nisiv hu misheshis imei breshis, rabim shasu, rabim yishtu, Kimishta Rishonim Kachmishta Achronim Achinu Banachambos Yenachim Eschem Baruch Menachem Avelim. So he says to him, you know, like you should like think about, you know, what's happened here and realize that Hashem, this has happened, you know, since, you know, the creation of the world, that what happens that people drink and people will drink, meaning people die and people will die. Right, and just like those died before, they're going to continue to die. It's like basically like it's part of the world. This is part of life that people come and people go. And the one who can give nechama should give nechama to you. Baruch menachem avelim, bracha of nechama avelim. So we found ourselves now maybe with a text for birchas avelim. So Amr, so that's what he says. To. So Amr Abaye, Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu. Rabim Shasu Lema, Rabim Yishtu Lo Lema. Goes, whoa, people died. I get it. People will die. What do you have to say? What are you talking about that for? Right? Don't say that. Mishta Rishonim Lema. Mishta Achronim Lema. People died. I get it. People have always died. Fine. People will always die. Don't say that. Darim Shimon Lakish Vechein Tanam Shmedi Rav Yosi La'olam Al Yiftach Adam Piv L'Satan. Another foundational, you know, Gemara. Right? You know, like, what do we say? This is, you know, we know this from our, you know, from grandmothers. We know this. This comes from a Gemara. Right? Al Tiftach Peh. Don't say. Right? Don't say. Don't say it. Right? Ayin Hara. Right, that comes from a Gemara. It comes from this Gemara. Right, don't open your mouth to the Satan. Okay, so we don't talk about bad things happening. You talk about bad things happening, so then bad things happen. Right. Okay. So some of the Rishonim also here also point out like what do you mean? Like what? Why do they bother by saying, you know, that they're going to die? People are going to die in the future. That is what happens. People die. That's part of the world. So why is it so bad? So some say because of Yimos Mashiach, people aren't going to die anymore. So maybe you should be hoping that Mashiach will come any moment. And Mashiach comes any moment. There's no future death. Right? Maybe you can just talk about things happening in the past. Why are you talking about death in the future? That's something. Hopefully something's not going to happen. So that's part of the reason they were upset at him for, you know, the Gemara is upset for him talking about death in the future. Okay. So Amr Yosef, Ma'akara. So Yosef said, what's the pshat? This pasuk is Stom Hayinu. La Amara Daminu, right? That we were, this is the Haftarah of Shabbos Chazon, right? That we, or at least one of the three Haftarahs that we say before Tisha B'Av. I think it's Shabbos Chazon, I think. All right, that we were like Sodom, like we were similar to Amora. What are we talking about? So, Maya Hadri Le Shimu Dvar Hashem Kitzinei Sodom, right? So, you know, again, like the same, you know, the same, hold on, how did I say this correctly? What does it have there in the translation? My
hundred layer. Because he says, he kind of alludes to the fact that they're like stone, then it was like, opening to the Satan that they are like.
Oh, this is part of the continuation of Al Yiftach Adam Pilv Satan. Thank you. Right. So this Al Yiftach Adam Pilv Satan. that comes in this thing. Why? Because you already said Shimon Dvar Hashem continues to Sodom. So now look, it's like self-fulfilling prophecy. Right? That's the point. Thank you. It's like self-fulfilling prophecy, and that's why that's this idea. You start talking that way, and it's going to happen, right? Which, by the way, is interesting. You could read that Gemara to say not that like Atitzach Peh is like a spiritual concern, but rather like when you start talking about yourself in a certain way, like things happen, sometimes happens. Right? Yeah, it becomes like, I don't think exactly what the Gemara means, but you know, the simple pshat is that you say it, it's going to happen. But it's interesting also, we have that for sure, right? We talk about ourselves in a certain way, so we ends up that we act that way. Amalei. So he said, now he says, Kum eima milsa kenegad menachem me'avim. Don't talk to me, talk to the, right, the menachemim, the people who come to give nechem avilim. So pasach va'amar, achinu gomle chasadim, you, my brothers who came to do chesed, b'nei gomle chasadim, the children of gomle chasadim, ha'machzikim b'briso sha'am mavinu, achinu ba'al ha'gamul, yishalim lachem gamulchem, b'ruchata mishalim ha'gamul. So Hashem should pay you back for the chesed that you do. You know, blessed is Hashem who pays back people who do the right thing. Okay. Amalei, kum eima milsa kenegad kol Yisrael. Say something now about Klai. Now you're on a roll. So let's go. Say something nice about Klai Yisrael. Pasach va'amar ribono olamim padei v'atzel milad hoshea amcham Yisrael min ha'dever, min ha'cherev, u'min ha'biza, u'min ha'shidofon, u'min ha'yirakon, u'min kol minei poranius ha'misrakshos u'vaos olam. You probably noticed this language from a bunch of things. We have this language also in Tfilas Aderech, right? Kol minei poranius ha'mishas, right? The other, you know, cherev, derev, cherev, we say hashkivenu, these same lashonos, you know, protect us from all these bad things, different types of horrible things that can happen. Term nikra v'atanane, right, before we even say it already, you're already answering us. Baruch ata otzer hamagefa, right, you know, blessed you Hashem who stops the magefa, who stops the plague, you know, even before it even starts. So amr ula v'amir lav masniz etano. Asara kosos tiknu chachamim bebeis avos. We're talking about beis avos. Now another thing that we do in the beis avos. So what do? They made a takana that they drink 10 cups of wine in the beis avos. You think there's a lot? You can see what keeps happening. Shlosha kodem achila. They would drink 3 cups of wine before they would eat. Kedei liftoach has b'nei me'av. In order to help the person able to, whet their appetite. Shlosha besoch achila. Kedei lishros achila. 3 during the meal to help the meal, the food, settle. Achila shavmeyav, ve'arba la'achar achila, and 4 afterwards. Echad kenegad hazan, echad kenegad birchas ha'aretz, ve'echad kenegad bonei yishalayim, ve'echad kenegad tova meitiv. So they had 4 cups of wine, as opposed to just benching on the coast and making 1 benching on one coast. We have 4 brachos in birchas ha'mazon. So they use each a cup of wine per bracha of benching.
You said 10 cups of wine.
So that's 10. So it's 3, 4.
Three
during the meal, and 4 during the benching. And then, Osifa Lehen, Arba Acher, Arba, and then they added another 4. Echa Kaneged Chazane Ha'ir. 1 for the Chazane Ha'ir means people who took care of the community. It doesn't mean the Chazanim who daven. Rashi says, Chazane Ha'ir, Tiknu Lehen, Bracha, I love, Lefish Hayush Shimshe Ha'ir, Lis Asik V'mesim, Ubishar Tzar Chetir, where these are like the Chevra Kadisha, the Chevra who take care of things. Ve'echa kanegad parnasei ha'ir, those who take care of the finances of the community. Ve'echa kanegad beis hamikdash, and 1 because remembering the beis hamikdash. Ve'echa kanegad Rav Gamliel, and 1 for Rav Gamliel. Okay, we'll see why Rav Gamliel in a second. He's chilu ha'yushosin umishtagrin. So what happened? Surprise! They were doing this and they were getting drunk because they were drinking 14 cups of wine. So hechziru hadavar liyoshan. So what did they do? They went back to what? Rashi says 10. And that was okay. I don't know how big their cups were. I don't know. Maybe they're smaller cups. Maybe they're, they could hold their alcohol better. I don't know. The point is that the goal wasn't to get people drunk. That wasn't the idea here. So when they were getting drunk, they stopped this. So, it wasn't the idea. Yeah, but it's more, if you look at Rashi is Asara Kosos. That Rashi, it's like 15, 20 lines up from the bottom of the page. Asara Kosos. The last 2 words in London are Asara Kosos.
Yeah.
Rashi says laharbos lo b'shtiya, to have a lot of drinking. Kedichsev tenu sheichar la oved v'yayin lamari nefesh. Right, the idea of giving, you give something to someone to drink who's like feeling bad. So that sounds like, what we would probably not want to say, like drown your sorrows in wine or something.
It's in a
beis avil. So it's a little odd thing to say. But l'chora, the idea is like there's a certain element, you know, presumably a certain element of like, you know, drinking. It sounds like, you know, help the person's in a bad place, helping them to be able to eat and be able to you know, it sounds like to get the meal going. You know, that's the way they're talking about it. It's not like drink because that way you won't have to, you know, numb yourself and not have to worry about your life. That doesn't sound like what it really means. And to the extent that once it got to a place where people were getting drunk, they stopped it. Right, so lechora, it's not talking about just drink so that you won't have to think about the sadness in your life. That can't be what it means. Also, we have an idea even by avelos of hesach hadas. The reason you're not supposed to do certain things, you're not supposed to learn, you're not supposed to, you know, because you're not supposed to even like, you know, remove your mind to a certain extent from the avelos. This is something like, oh, just sit and get drunk and you won't have to worry about it. Like that doesn't fit with other things we're talking about. So lechora, that's not what it means. But it means a certain ability for a person to like relax and eat and be able to like, you know, be healthy. It's supposed to be like a healthier way of dealing with things, not an unhealthy way. It sounds like, but fine. Okay, so now the question is, but my Rav Gamliel, why are you mentioning Rav Gamliel? Like a whole bracha, a whole kosar yayin for Rav Gamliel. Disanya, why is that? Rishona ha'isa hotzas hameis kasha lekrovav yoser mimisaso. It used to be that the amount of money it would cost to bury a person was more difficult on the family than the death of the person. If you were being crushed by the cost of a burial, until what happened? Asha hayu manichin oso uborchin. Right, until they would actually stop, they would not bury people because it was too expensive. Right, we can imagine a thing, right, where there are communal things that people are expected to do that's so expensive that people can't handle it. Right, imagine such a thing. Right, can you imagine? Right, certain things in the community, expectations that are on people to do certain things that are not fulfilling the basic needs of whatever it is, and it's so up and, you know, above and beyond, people are embarrassed to do less, so they just stop, right? They just stop. It was such a crushing burden, kavura. So what happened? Shabaram Gamliel v'nog kalos ba'atzo. Amazing, right? He didn't make a gzera on everybody else. What did he do? He made the gzera on himself, right? And what did he do? V'otzi'u b'klei pishtan. He said, when I die, I want you to make for me tachrichin out of simple garments. That's it. V'nagu kol ha'am acharav lahotzi b'klei pishtan. That was it. And everybody did the same thing. They just started using very, very simple tachrichin. And that's what we do to this very day. We do that exact thing, right? That the tachrichin of a mace are the same for every single person in the world. Every person uses the same simple tachrichin. Every person gets the same exact thing. Amra Papa Va'inna Nog Ama Afila Bit Sarda Barzuza. And we have the same Minog, says Rav Papa, to the same exact thing. What's Sarda Barzuza? Says Rashi, Beged Kanabus She'eno Shave El Dinar. Right? It's such a cheap, you know, like, you know, the cheapest value of clothing they use for the Avil. There's a similar, I believe, a similar Gemara, and I think it's about Rav Gamliel also, that he was upset about this, and so he. I shouldn't say maybe it's not a Gemara, but that's where the minhag comes also to use a simple box, right? A pine box. We don't use fancy boxes that are very expensive. We use the very most simple, in Chutz Laaretz at least, we use the very simple boxes for the same exact reason, because it became so expensive for people that it's not the right thing to do. We spoke about it many years ago. We gave a shiur about burying people in Eretz Yisrael and the value of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. And there were, I think it's Rav Henkin has a tshuva where he writes, I think it's Rav Henkin, that he thinks if you follow this sheet of Rav Gamliel, he says be careful with you know kavura in a way that's so expensive. Right? He even made the argument. People do it today. People still do this. It's tremendous value for the mace. He's very nice to sell. So people do have the minhag. But he brings up the point, like Rav Gamliel, maybe if we set a community standard, I think at this point it's like people yesh v'yesh. Because he set a community standard where it's so expensive, it's something that's so expensive to do and expected of people. You know, maybe it's like Rav Gamliel saying it's something people shouldn't do because it's so expensive. But a similar idea all comes from this sheet of Rav Gamliel, which again, in the end of the day, did a tremendous chesed for Klal Yisrael that people felt, you know, they don't have to, you know, spend so you know, as expensive as it is, to spend much less. But the fascinating way to teach it, not because he said it stood up in shul and said everyone else do X. He said when I die, right, this is what you're gonna do for me. Which I think is a fascinating way. That's a real way to teach a lesson. So they had made a kos specifically for Rav Gamliel because of that, you know, that value that he added in making such a takana, and that takana continues till today. Okay, we will pick up next week. Sure.